Gordon let the numbers do most of the talking. Between 2000 and 2009, the average herring harvest in Sitka was just under 12,000 tons. The trend in harvest was generally upward, but then in 2010, it took a big jump.
Last year's fishery, we harvested nearly 18,000 tons at a base price of $550 per ton, and that's the price that fishermen get for 10% roe. And that gets adjusted based on the roe percentage above, the percentage points above that. Last year, the overall roe percentage was 12.5, which is just absolutely off the charts for this fishery, and that adjusted the price to $690 per ton for a total value of $12.3
million. $12.3 million. That's $5 million more than Sitka's halibut harvest, $4 million more than the local sable fish catch, and over twice the value of local salmon trolling. Just the seven individual Sacro herring permit holders in Sitka alone grossed nearly $2 million. In other words, what began in the late 60s and 70s as a marginal commercial opportunity now constitutes roughly 40% of the ex-vessel value of fishing in Sitka. Gordon estimated that 590 people traveled to Sitka to participate in the fishery. The 50 permit holders and crew members, spotter planes and pilots, Japanese buyers, and additional ADF&G staff, biologists, and divers. Gordon said he spends part of just about every day between now and the end of April airborne.
Certainly this time of year, we're not going to see any herring, but where you see sea lions, whales, and birds, is you're going to likely find some herring there.
The aerial survey helps Gordon determine the distribution of herring. The next step is to sample the fish themselves to learn the number of females and how mature their eggs are. The herring can't be harvested until the samples reach at least 10% mature roe. That is, the weight of the eggs must equal or exceed 10% of the overall weight of the fish in the sample. The department's research vessel Kestrel does this work, along with between 3 and 5 seine boats. Samples are taken by ADF&G biologists in 10-kilogram buckets, and the rest of the herring are released. Reaching 10% mature roe content is a critical benchmark.
You know, once we get to that point, we're ready to draw lines on a map and have an opening. And you know, other factors to consider as far as where you're going to fish is, of course, the subsistence roe and branch fishery and trying to distribute the fishery geographically, you know, through time and area.
When Gordon puts permit holders on two-hour notice, the Sacro fishery becomes a spectator sport. Many of the openers are within view of the road system, sometimes just off the beach. Although it's exciting for the audience, Gordon prefers to manage at a less frenzied pace. Rather than setting a 30-minute time limit, he'll leave things open-ended and try to get harvest amounts on the fly.
We have 4 skiffs deployed that are running around in the fishery, and they're looking into nets, and they're making an estimate of how much fish is in there, 50 tons, 100 tons. I mean, it's not real fine-tuned, but it works. And they're relaying that to the Kestrel by radio, and each boat is assigned a number to maintain confidentiality, so they call in a boat number, tons, and then that's put into a spreadsheet, and it's tallied on a spreadsheet and on the Kestrel, and that's where I am as the manager, pacing around watching the spreadsheet.
Once the guideline harvest level is reached, usually over 10 days or so of fishing, biologists transition from harvest management to stock assessment. That means mapping the miles of shoreline that show visible spawn and then sending divers to sample the concentration of eggs. In 2010, Gordon mapped 88 miles of herring spawn on the shoreline of Sitka Sound, the second highest since the department began keeping records. In the 1970s, spawning was often seen on less than 15 miles of shoreline, and the total biomass of herring was thought to be around 20,000 tons, a number which the harvest level is now approaching. Gordon said the distribution of spawn is one of the most misunderstood facets of the fishery for the public.
They see spawn in a place for a couple years and it disappears, and they think things are going bad and that sort of thing, but there is a natural change of spawn distribution that occurs, and they don't always spawn in the same places. I mean, certainly Halibut Point Road and Cassiana and Middle are generally focal points for the spawn, but there's a lot of movement in these fish, and ultimately where they choose to spawn and why they drift around like that and spawn at different locations I have to ask the herring, I guess, but they do.
Gordon said that the commercial fishery likely did affect the distribution of spawn to some degree, but there were also areas like Salisbury Sound where no fishery has occurred recently that showed dramatic changes in spawn from year to year. The first test fishing of the season took place the evening before Gordon's chamber presentation. Mature roe was at 0.1%. Gordon told the audience, "We have a way to go." This year's guideline harvest level for the Sitka Sacro fishery is a record 19,490 tons. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.